So if your wife had long hair down her back, you would not, would you want her to consult you she just...
No, not me. But I'm saying to you, I hear what you said, but to me, no. Don't make me no difference. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I want a dialogue, but that's the relationship we have. Like, we'll talk about all that stuff.
So what would you do if you came home today? Boom. She was like, boom.
I'm what Maul said. That's not a deal breaker for my marriage. That's not even... No, I feel a way like, oh, why didn't you say something?
So what do you say?
I'm like, hey.
You see that Carl trying to skate. What do you say? No, you walk in.
Oh, you know what I say?
I literally be like,
what'd you say?
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Go back and get your hair back.
Ma'am.
I'll be like, go on upstairs, girl. Let's try this.
You are punished.
Let's try this hairstyle.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Success podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Dr. King is in the building. Dr. King, how you feeling, man?
Loving life and loving it to the fullest.
Come on, bro.
I know that's right. You only get one more.
That's it, absolutely.
But Douglas is in the building. Yeah. Douglas. With the bare feet, you know what I'm saying? With the Bruce Lees. Oh, that's how Bruce used to have his joints. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bruce was the man with that.
Yeah.
Shout out to our Patreon fam in the building watching live. I was saying I went live on Patreon the other day. We did I DJed a Tony Braxton set. Shout out to everybody who was live on there with me. People was disagreeing with me. Nobody was hating on Tony, but I was saying Tony Braxton was actually, to me, the most underrated, diva of that era. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tony got a lot of slaps, bruh. A lot. But she kind of, it's like when you hear about
10%.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't. They treat her like that, but she wasn't.
Nah, she 10%.
No, Tony had hits,
bro.
She
wasn't 1%.
Tony had hits.
She never, though, but she never could get to that level, bro.
I think it was the machine, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She wasn't lacking the voice.
She was not lacking the voice or the hits.
What's the machine?
You know, the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The ones that decide who pushes you,
who decides.
You know what I'm saying?
You went to the new edition. How was it,
bruh? Let me tell you something. Me and my bride, we had one of the best times in a long time.
Like kids,
come on,
bro. When I'm telling you, man, we was just up there dancing. We didn't sit down at one. We had front row seats. Yeah. We was just right there, man. Listen,
Ma, you always getting front row seats, Ma.
That one just us.
Come on, we thought we was special.
You always get front.
We had some.
But no, man, it was just. To see, man, it took us back to the past, man, to see, you know, Bobby Brown, man.
Yeah, Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown, bro. Yeah,
man, childhood favorite, bro. I love New Edition, but Bobby Brown, like, New Edition was a little early for me, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Bobby, when he came in with every little step.
And to see everything he went through, bro.
That was the one that got me. Yeah. Remember he had them big letters back there in the box? He was gigging.
And it hit at the concert. But what really hit, when you there with your bride, bro. And Valentine's Day is coming up to that. You know, it was coming up to that point.
It's coming.
Bro, when you play, when Bobby starts singing Tenderoni.
Oh, come on.
Oh, bro.
Bro, you already know.
The truth about her, bro.
Come on, bro.
I was like, yo.
Bro, come on.
Yeah, it was just a good.
Anybody who knows my kids know that song word.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the kiddos got every word down.
Bobby.
So, and then it was Tony was there.
Hey, and listen, if somebody watching this that was at the concert, for some reason, bruh, listen, I'm dancing with my lady.
Yeah.
We dancing to Tenderoni.
Come on.
And I got people coming up to me asking if they can take a picture.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
CJ.
Why you think I stay in the suite?
But you know, CJ. I'm like,
CJ caused that problem. You I'm can't in the go
suite.
Nowhere.
Oh, bruh.
That don't happen in the suite.
CJ never said.
You was in Gin Pop. Yeah. First row Gin Pop.
She never said what comes with being a household
name. No, I didn't.
He didn't study that part.
You know me. I got the high eye of me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over
yeah.
here like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
like going back to dancing. But it was just, man, Tony, though, go back to what you said, bro. Tony Braxton did a
Boys
phenomenal
to men.
Job.
Oh, I'll be there in a minute. Don't wait
Boys
for me.
To
I
man.
Will be there shortly. I will be there. Come on.
I'll be there. I talked to Will.
He is the king of the pump fake when it comes to that.
He might, because we in the suite. He might.
Let me tell you something.
I'll be in first row with you.
He will pump Ooh. Fake you a Dubai trip. Let me tell you something. He had tickets. I remember he was hitting me, was like, hey, no, it was Ghana. We went to Africa. He
I
was
had
like,
my tickets.
He was like, okay, where your seats at? No, we in 12.
I have my seat. I have my
ticket. I looked
ticket.
Up 2 days later. He was like, yeah, no, we ain't going. I was like, what? I said, I got seats right next to you.
Hey, but let me tell you why we going to that.
Yeah.
Because Didi been wanting to go to that concert.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why we okay. going. Anytime Didi says she not
playing. Didi wasn't necessarily trying to see the Bodhi tribe.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to
Will. Nah, Didi started doing some homework, and it's like, you can get pickpocketed.
Yeah.
Huh. Diddy like, okay, I'm cool on
too,
that.
Diddy.
Yeah, I'm good.
We got
Diddy like, I ain't spending money to get pickpocketed.
Oh, Candace got pickpocketed.
Somebody took Junior phone, man.
Yeah, out of Candace.
You know, person. You know, Jasmine still be tracing that phone.
Oh, for real?
All in Africa.
And just,
for real?
Yeah. Showing up.
Still showing up.
That's wow. hilarious, bro.
Bro
what, but I'm saying,
us.
How did they get into it?
Bro, it's a way to get into it.
No,
bro.
It's not, bro.
Yeah, it's always ways to get in. Yeah, it's ways
no,
to
I don't
bro.
Think you can. Take me through that.
It's always. Take hey, can you take it back to Apple and they're going to repurpose it? So it's
yeah,
a way.
It's a way, bro.
It's a way.
They might just be using it as like a clock or something. Bro, I'm just telling you, because remember the FBI couldn't even get into them iPhones, bro. Remember that was a big deal, like when it was locked and it was like a serial killer or something and they was like, let us in the phone, and they was like,
that's
we can't
get
in.
That's 5 years ago. That's 5 years ago.
Shout out to exactly how to do it.
Yeah. No, they, yeah, so we will be going to the new edition. Boys to Men.
We going
Who
again.
Else was there?
Tony Braxton.
You say you going in?
We going again.
You said going again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Everybody yeah. come to the A for that one. If you're going
to Camille won this because I know that's going to be in a suite. She wanted to be in the front row.
No
she wanted all, you know.
Yeah, the smoke.
Yeah, all the smoke.
All the smoke.
The confetti when it came down at the end.
Nah.
In a suite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
CJ going to be talking like, what up, dog? Hey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
it's kind of different.
I'm going to be on my lady. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. I'm going to come up to you like, hey, let's take a picture.
Nah. Hey, we be in the suite. Oh, let me tell you something. Now, E will be taking pictures in the suite with all the people working, everybody.
Yeah.
So we going
still got to show love.
Yeah,
I don't mind being up front, Mo. I don't. I absolutely don't have a problem. Didi's meter just like people keep coming up to us after a few. She gonna be like, you know, she'll take it, but then after a while, she just like, no, you take it on your own.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
good. Yeah.
yeah. So. No, last time we went to New Edition last time, and it was a whole movie. So, and I told you we also did. I'm gonna tell you the other one we did that was legendary was Anita.
Mm. Anita's legendary.
Bro, I told y'all, I was blown away by the fact that, again, maybe because, don't get me wrong, Auntie Nita is legendary, but I guess I'm more Babyface, because Babyface was opening, and let me tell you something, the crowd was there for Nita, not Babyface.
Mm.
Like, and Babyface opened, and it, don't get me wrong, it was a vibe, but when Anita came out, bro, it was different, bro.
How old is she now?
It was different. She got to be in her 70s, right?
Wow. That'd be some different type of concerts, though. That's like the smooth, you know. Mm. Like, this was like you in the aisle jumping up and down. Like, you.
You know, I'm telling you, though, hey, I still 68. Say that. 68. Yeah. I still say to this day, bruh, this was back. Didi wasn't traveling with me, so I could do some things. Me and Carl went to the best concert ever, bruh. Yeah. Ever, bro.
You and Carl?
Vegas.
Yeah. We was in Vegas working, so they invited us.
You
to
and Carl went to
That's
a concert?
I'm waiting to hear.
I met,
bro. I'm trying to take a guess.
Had to be Kirk Franklin.
Okay, oh, Kirk Franklin. That's good. That's it.
That
y'all
good
tell
one.
Us in the chat who y'all think.
Yep.
That's good.
That was good.
Kirk Franklin. Kirk can put on a show.
I think it's the, what's that conference called?
I think they will ever get.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm trying. No. I'm.
It
no,
had the real Michael Jackson experience.
No, it was a real concert.
Real.
Somebody said Usher. We was in Vegas. A real concert. Somebody else.
Celine Dion. Yeah.
Oh, he got it.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. I remember now.
Fire.
Celine, bro.
Bro,
incredible.
When I tell you she could, blow, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Bro, when I tell you
Oh,
vocals,
she's incredible. Yeah, she's incredible.
And then she did before AI was out.
Yeah.
She did a 3D boy.
With the dude, the song that they sang, The Prayer was the song, I think. But yeah. My man 3D hologram on stage with her.
Bruh.
And they sang a duet.
Unbelievable,
bro. This got to be... I don't know, 8, 9, I don't know how long, but years.
It was just y'all two?
Nah.
Your mom?
The best concert. Yeah. The best concert
I think
I ever
my
been
mom
to?
And dad did and come.
Yeah, that's
my
what
mom
I remember.
And dad came, yeah.
The best concert I ever been to was Maxwell. Me and Candace went to a Maxwell concert.
Hey, Max had Tina Marie.
Hey.
Love them and leave
Come on. Come on.
That's my...
Square biz.
That's what I'm talking. Square biz to you,
We
man.
Went to Maxwell right when Pretty Wings came out, and he had feathers dropping from... And this was now, you know, I could sit with the people, and it was feathers coming down, dog. He did pretty... Oh, bro. He did all the hits, but it was just...
Who was that?
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Okay. Oh, you know, that's me and Candace
Maxwell
guy
was
right
a vibe
there.
Too.
Oh,
I think
Maxwell
the best kind of
hits.
Oh, he's
hands down, Andre.
What's his name?
Chicago. Pacelli.
Andre, yeah, Pacelli.
Andre Pacelli. Oh, yeah. Listen. Legendary. My mom used to make us listen to Andre Bocelli, Andre Bocelli before we went to sleep. Yeah. She had opera. She would always play opera. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
When we would go to sleep, my mom would play opera, like music when I was young. You know, my mom, like, white. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... You know what I'm saying? They got, she got different little vibes sometimes.
No. I used to play that when I was a teacher at Oakwood. They said that when you play that music for the kids, like it does something for your brain. And
yeah,
so
I heard that, but I still was getting seized.
My dad used to play.
No, maybe I was supposed to be failing. So, you know, she got me up to the seat.
No.
My dad used to play Sam Cooke.
Oh, yeah, Sam Cooke was the one.
Sam gonna get you
but
anyway.
I'm saying, believe it or not, and believe it or not, you used to listen to it anytime. You watch cartoons. They used to play it in behind the cartoons. What is it, Tom and Jerry and all that stuff?
Yeah, no, I got in trouble, bro, because I used to want to listen to reggae all the time growing up. Oh. I want to hear reggae. And, bro, we had the Walkman with the auto reverse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, bro, I would put the gospel music on one side because my mom always want to know what I'm listening to. And, bro, she come and I just be like, oh, I bet. Here you go.
Gospel.
And she listening to it. It's like, oh, this is beautiful. And she dip. And I'm like, bro,
I want to love you every night. And,
bro.
Girl, we did not. I know the Basic Sensation was back scamming back then.
His mom.
Oh, bruh.
Scamming his mom.
Yeah, no, my parents, they didn't really care. We was allowed to listen to mostly anything. Oh, only thing I couldn't listen to, she ain't want me listening to Eazy-E. That was the only time I can remember when Eazy came out. I had to go listen to that diss track at Joffrey Crib. I was like, hold on, bro. I know you got it. My mom would let me get it. Oh, remember?
Yeah, Uncle Luke was with my mom. That's the only thing.
I went to a Luke concert.
Yeah, my mom was like, don't listen to that.
Southside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Woo.
Uncle Luke was like, it was.
But like I said, it's crazy because Uncle Luke, now they doing that on Good Morning America.
It's
back in the day, he was getting banned from states. Like, you can't even come to Texas. Now they got it on Good Morning America. I do have a fair file. Shout out to everybody who's been holding me accountable on the fair files. So people have been writing them in, and Brother Man wrote one in, and I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get this on the pod because, I got to get y'all opinion. It might be controversial.
Hmm.
So
won't be the first time.
Right.
Where'd it go?
Don't say.
Okay, here we go. Yep, got it. Fair file submission. This is from Derek in Memphis. All right. And then we might need to call the wives because this one was, I was like, Okay. He said, hey guys, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Really appreciate the advice and laughs y'all provide. I've got a bit of a situation I'm hoping y'all can weigh in on. My wife and I have been together since high school and we've been married for 13 years. Recently, she cut her hair very short without giving me any heads up. When I brought it up, I tried to express how I felt. A little bit out of the loop in the decision. And she responded that this was a personal decision for her. And she didn't think it was something that I needed to be involved in. Now I'm left feeling a bit conflicted. So I'd love to hear what y'all thought. Fair or foul?
Oh, yeah. You already know what I'm on. I'm married to a pilot, bro. She's not interested in telling what your thoughts are about what she doing.
So you think she would do that?
Yeah, if she felt like cutting her hair, she wouldn't say nothing to me about it. She'd just go get it done, just like any other time she get her hair done. She ain't never asked me about the braids. She ain't never asked me about nothing. So she definitely wouldn't ask
me. But braids is a little different because it's like, okay, I'm about to.
In and out.
Yeah, in and out. But like to go from, and he didn't mention how, I'm assuming she had longer hair maybe. But I
said
like,
the caveat,
okay.
Maul. I'm just, married to a pilot. Yeah, pilots don't generally ask your opinion and stuff. They just do what they want.
I would say the good thing is that in this day and age, they got weave.
Right.
And I mean, you can't tell the difference if it's short, long. You know, this is all right.
But
so
I'm assuming if she cut it short, she want to wear it short.
I got you. So I've been the same thing. I've been with my wife since high school.
Yep.
We got 23 years of marriage, going on 24 in a few months. And what I've learned over the years,
come on, come on, OG,
yeah,
is fight the battles
yeah.
that's really important to you. This could be important, but is it
could
that,
be to him.
Is
I don't
it,
know.
But is it, but yeah. Just ask yourself, young fellow,
just ask yourself,
is it really that important? And it's something that can be reversed, right? I think this is a great moment. I mean, your hair continuously grows.
Yeah, but depending on
you can just put some, if you like it with long hair, go and get a little weave. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that's just like yo life
changing. Life or death.
And yeah, it can be.
If she got cancer, what would you do?
Exactly. But at the same time, let me say this. But at the same time, you can. This is the time for you to express how you feel, but do it in a way where it's kind of like. You know, like, hey, sweetie, you know, man, your
you're
head,
not stripping
your
her of what she wants to do for her body.
Yeah, but this is your growth moment, right? Yeah. This is your, you know, how you build a house brick by brick. You build a marriage also brick by brick. And the way you tear down a house is brick by brick. And the way you tear down a marriage is brick by brick. So this is your moment to build. This is your time to be like, you know, hey, sweetie, like, man, your hair, it actually do look cute. I like it, but... If you don't mind.
No, don't lie, though.
All right, if it look ugly, whatever. But it's just saying.
He said, do look cute. It might. She might be, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. But if it's helping build her
might
confidence.
Might be hit.
It might be helping build
light bulb head. It might
be helping to build her confidence. So if I'm building her confidence.
So what's the focus, him or her?
Remember
exactly,
Louis the Lightning Bug?
Yeah. So you want to be able to help build her confidence because evidently she's
hey, Joseph,
been on her
don't
mind.
Do that, man. Don't put that kind of stuff in
what
the comments.
What he say, sir?
Light bulb head is wild.
I'm saying she might have
don't
a little
do CJ
start
like that.
Skinny and go boom. Yeah. And you're like, boo, I wanted to be in on that decision because I know what kind of head
but it's a teachable. That's my point. It's a teachable moment right now.
Yeah.
And it's the time to talk to her because it's not really about this moment. How many other major decision moments are you going to have in your marriage? So therefore, this is something that small is done already. Nothing you can do to reverse it other than go get a wig or put some weave in your head. So why not use this moment as a teachable moment to be like, man, next time, do you mind? Or show a little consideration
so
and talk
to
me
but
first.
The question is fair or foul? That's a
fair if it's her head.
Fair?
Yeah, it's her head.
See, because Maul, you just said a whole lot, but you ain't answer. So I'm
going
trying to,
fair. I'm
it's her.
Fair for her to do that?
Yeah, it's her head. It's her body.
Okay. I think it's foul that she
I'll
didn't consult.
I don't know.
I'm over this. I think it's foul that she did not consult him with it. I do think that she could have talked to him about it.
Okay. Come on.
I do.
And I'll say this to you.
She could have.
And here go my challenge,
and if you
though.
Said no, and she still did it,
yeah,
that's a whole other story.
That's
but she could have. She could have had the discussion.
Yeah, no question, but here goes my challenge.
Just like she probably, like, yo, you spent, if he took went in the bank account
but I'm just saying,
$5,000.
Most dudes ain't doing that, though. Most dudes, it ain't fair. Most dudes ain't consulting their girl on every move they make, but they want them to
that's
consult
them on
every
big,
move.
That's a pretty
big, it's kind of, it might be big to him.
Right.
It's big to him.
I mean, he wrote in, so I'm
right. And so if he would have spent $5,000, would she be okay with that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's her body.
Yeah, so but cool. I mean, at the end fair. Of the day, it's her body, yeah. But we got married. So technically.
The two become one?
You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying I'm with you. It is her. Of course, it's her body. I'm saying. Yeah. But when we make a decision to get married, we make group decisions on
and
if, things
and
that
I,
are important.
And I will say this. If y'all make group decisions regularly,
on a regular basis.
I'm cool with that. But if you want to make it a group decision because she cut her hair and you ain't feeling it, then now you bringing in group decisions. And now if you go, all these decisions, group decisions, she definitely filed for that. But if it's selective group decisions,
Then, let's get some of the Patreon questions to me real quick.
I'm saying fair so because...
When y'all say fair, I just want to make sure y'all saying fair for him to be upset or fair for her to cut her hair.
Somebody said, what about when a man cut his beard?
When a man cut his beard, same beard come back in about 2 weeks.
Two days.
Eat beard grow. Or he can grow a whole beard by tomorrow morning. Says,
oh, say it again.
Donar, a haircut is a personal decision and nobody has no obligations. I don't care.
Don. Are you single, Don?
I don't know.
Don, that might was a very single married. Comment.
Yeah, it might be
Don,
married.
Let us know.
She has to let him know before. She should have let him know
Carl,
before.
Yeah, it, yeah, it's messed up.
Canceled.
Just say cancel.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
She should have let him know before. Rich or
somebody said, no, you need to talk about that beard, too.
For less hair or for more.
No. Okay, Rich so listen. Four, yeah. Listen, I want to be very clear.
We're not talking about the hair.
No. I want to be very clear. Yeah. He didn't say, like, I'm ready to get divorced or I'm pissed or nothing like that. He said, I felt like she should have consulted me fair or foul. She wouldn't cut her hair. Yeah, so I'm just saying.
But you're saying fair or foul.
So I'm saying fair that she can cut her hair.
Yeah, period.
That's her. Restructure it for me. No.
My question is, he's saying... fair foul that she went and cut her hair off without even mentioning it to me. Walking in the door, boom.
Okay, if that's what you're talking about.
I'd say foul in that context. I was just saying fair she could cut her hair.
Yeah. Now I'm
going
to say this.
Going.
I'll just say foul only fair. Because.
You said foul now?
I'm only going to say foul if he on that part only because, to be honest with you, now that he's saying, making it that specific.
What?
I don't care what Didi does, but she's never not gotten a hairstyle. Whatever hairstyle she does, she went to the beautician and told, like, she said what she was getting. So she ain't never went and came home, whatever.
But I'm just thinking, if Camille would have come home and she got all her hair that she got now.
Yeah.
And if she'd come home with a bob or a little cut, little.
Yeah. No, buzz cut.
Yeah.
G.I. Jane.
I would be like, okay.
What's happening?
Like,
I'm talking about nothing.
I don't care.
Hey, by the way, this is not no short hair slander. Shout out to Shaneri, little sis. I think short hair is beautiful.
Yeah, but
don't get it twisted. Halle Berry was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm with the short hair. I'm saying for your spouse. So this is not short hair slander. I want to make sure people understand that.
Because
they might know.
That's what I took it as.
No, listen.
But I'm saying what you're saying
now. Super fine sisters with short hair. That's a vibe. I will say now,
based on what Didi has done, now that you're going specific. Didi's never gone to get her hair done. Now, she never asked my permission.
Right.
But she's always said.
But we're talking again.
What she's done, Mom.
Yeah, but
she's
I'm saying, you're not.
I say foul.
But you're not equating the right thing. So going and getting your hair done, like if I came home and my wife got her hair done and it's curly, or if it's, you know what I mean?
Didi has always said what she's getting done. She's never gone and not said what she was getting done. So file if you're going to go that route, because she's always said to me, I'm about to go get my, matter of fact, she told me, she didn't do it, but she definitely was like, she didn't have my permission, Ma, but she did say, yo, I'm about to go get all my hair cut off.
I don't know if it's permission or
she didn't do it, but she's like, I don't want to be doing it.
Right, because when you say permission, it sounds crazy. Like, give me permission to cut my hair. That sounds like I'm lording over you. That's not what we're saying.
So specifically file if we didn't have some kind of dialogue around it.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was just saying. What you said at first, I being real with you, how I heard it as she getting her hair done. She got to get permission. I was like, no. But when you said what you just said, I got you now. Like, yes. Didi had. Now, first of all, either way to me, I just want to keep it 1,000 with y'all. It's fair to me either way. But now that I'm thinking about Didi, she has definitely always said.
So if your wife had long hair down her back, you would. Would you want her to consult you she just...
No, not me. But I'm saying, to you, I hear what you're saying. But to me, no. She wouldn't have to come to me and say, I've got long hair. Or if she had short hair and she said, I want it to be long now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trip if she had short hair and she's like, I'm about to go get a weave because I want it to be long. Don't make me no difference. I don't care.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. I want a dialogue, but that's the relationship we have. Like, we'll talk about all that stuff.
So what would you do if you came home today? Boom. She was like, boom.
I'm what Maul said. That's not a deal breaker for my marriage. That's not even...
No, I feel
a way like, oh, why ain't you saying something?
So what do you say?
I'd be like, hey.
You see that Carl trying to skate. What do you say? No, you walk in.
Oh, you know what I say?
I literally would be like,
what'd you say?
Ma'am.
Ma'am, go back and get your hair back.
I'll be like, going upstairs, girl. Let's try this.
You are punished.
Let's try this. Let's try this hairstyle.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, it's life, man. You gotta have fun.
Yeah.
Gotta have fun.
So you go back to Carl. I want to, because I want to know.
I'll be like, oh, like, again, it's a shock. So I can't pretend it's not a shock. Okay. Like, whoa, I didn't know you was going to do that.
Okay.
Like, I guess at that point, I'll have to be honest. Like, I like it or, hey, this is different.
Okay, if you hated it.
This is different.
Would you tell her you hated it?
Eventually, not immediately. I don't think I'd say.
Carl, you got to rip the Band-Aid off.
I don't think I'd say it immediately.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
No, because you'll come right through. Like, she's
that way, you just don't even.
Approval, I'm sure looking yeah. for some affirmation hey, with it.
You got to rip the Band-Aid off.
Ooh, I don't know if I would do that. I don't think so.
Now let me ask you this: do you think you're saying your wife wouldn't do it?
No. She'd say something to me.
Would Camille say something to me?
Camille
definitely would say something to me first.
Let me call my wife.
Yeah, she definitely. Candace ain't about to cut her hair off without telling
me. Well, listen.
Candace ain't never cut her hair, matter of fact.
Right. No. And again, Candace got super long hair, so maybe for me it's a little bit more personal because I've only known her with long hair. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I want to see what, even if she wouldn't do it, I still want to see from a woman's perspective. Hello, dear?
Let her know she don't.
Where you at, boo? You're on the podcast. We have a fair file submission.
No, we don't.
No, yeah. But it's all good. And I just wanted a woman's perspective. I know for a fact you wouldn't do it. And let me not lead the jury. All right. This guy wrote in. He said, "Hey, guys, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Really appreciate the advice and laughs you provide. I got a bit of a situation I'm hoping you guys can weigh in on. My wife and I have been together since high school and married for 13 years. Recently, she cut her hair really short without giving me heads up. And when I brought it up and tried to express how I felt a little bit out of the loop, she responded that it was a personal decision and didn't think it was something that I needed to be involved in.
That was the part that made me
go. Now I'm left.
She said it's a personal decision.
Hold on. Now I'm left feeling a little unsure and conflicted. Would love to hear what y'all think. Fair or foul. What you think, boo?
What is he unsure about?
I think
he's unsure. She's not unsure.
The marriage. He very good. No, I'm just playing. I don't know what he's unsure about, man. He didn't. I don't. This not how it works. I just read the question.
Okay.
Decision.
So was she fair or was she foul for doing that? That's the question?
Oh, yes. Was she fair or foul for going and cutting her hair like that and not saying nothing to her husband?
She was fair.
Yeah.
She was fair for herself. She was foul in her marriage.
Hold on, babe. You playing both sides now.
She don't play both sides. You heard what she said.
What does that mean? She was fitting. We said it already. The two shall become one.
Okay, right. So for her own personal womanhood, she's good. But if she's trying to get the bliss in her marriage, she was in violation.
For him.
For them.
Yeah, for him. Yeah.
For them.
For them, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because this is the thing. They've been married for 13 years.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So if it was a new marriage, okay, this is not fair or foul. We just need to have a conversation. And if it's an old marriage, this ain't even relevant. So they're 13 years in. She should know the things that are important to her husband.
Good. So if he's concerned enough to call in, that's a concern for him,
and she should be in tune like with that as a wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so she filed.
I just want to make sure she's fair.
She cool. She has that ability. If her goal isn't a happy, blissful marriage, she's fair.
Yeah.
But if her goal is bliss and one accord, she's foul.
Okay, cool. So if your goal was to have a trash marriage, she's fair.
No. She's saying if your man, if your man thinks it's personal, then you have to consider him. But if your man ain't tripping on it, she like you good.
Well, I'm saying clearly he wrote into a podcast, so I'm assuming he got a little.
And we need to have a talk with him.
I don't know.
We need to have a talk with my man on the side.
Derek, call us, bro. I don't even know who you are, where you at.
Call me and Ma. Wait, we got you, bro.
He's foul. How's he foul?
He's foul too because he should have been seeing the signs that she about to do something crazy.
All right,
he should have known.
Right,
he should have known. He should have been close. He should have been close to his wife. He should have been close to his wife. Yeah, I knew when Didi said she's about to go get her hair shaved off. I heard her, Ma.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm tired. She's like, I'm just tired of getting up and doing. I was like, okay, go for it. She's like, but how you think it'll look? I said, I don't know. You'd have to get it cut to see how it would look. But to your point, Ma, I was like, it'll grow back.
Call Camille. I need one more. We need at least one more.
You don't want to call Didi. You already know what Didi going to say.
No, call D. We need a pilot perspective too. Yeah. See what?
Don't call.
Okay, I'm saying call D. I just want to get I want to get a roundabout opinion. Also, Didi. I don't feel like doing no podcast right now. I'd rather just talk crazy. Oh yeah. Hey, sis.
What's up, Camille?
Hey, how are you guys?
All right, hand me the phone so I can read it too. I'm about to read you this.
So CJ, we just got off with Candace.
Oh yeah, but get Didi and
we on the podcast. Yep. CJ got a question for you.
Okay, on the podcast. Tamisha got a question.
Okay, all right, ladies, we got all the wives on now. All right, ladies, this was a fair file from one of our loyal podcast listeners, Derek in Memphis. He said, hey, guys, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Really appreciate the advice and laughs you provide. I've got a little bit of a situation I'm hoping y'all could weigh in on. My wife and I have been together since high school and married for 13 years. Recently, she cut her hair really short without giving me the heads up. When I brought it up and tried to express how I felt, she said how I felt a little bit out of the loop. She responded that it was a personal decision and didn't think it was something I needed to be involved in. Now I'm left feeling a bit conflicted. I'd love to hear what y'all have to say, fair or foul. So, hold on. Just, ladies, we got to go in order. So, we'll start with First Lady Dilsey over here. We'll work our way around the room.
Yeah, so she wanted to cut her hair. Why is there even a question? She should have just been like, honey, who do I need to go to?
She
so,
did.
Yeah, no, her body, her choice. Yeah, her body, her choice. No, she did what was right. She did what she needed to do. Surprise, surprise.
So
surprise, surprise.
I did it for you, boo.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise,
surprise. All right. Gotta put that one on. That one, me and that lady.
You better say you like it.
Say it again, Didi.
And you better say you like him.
Oh, see? That's the part. I told you.
Matter of fact, you love it.
No, Didi ain't. Yeah.
So you think, I got you. All right, Camille, what say you?
Wow, I hate to go against Didi, but I would have to say that's a little foul.
Come on.
I feel like, you know, when you're married and you all are in a partnership together. I mean, he got to look at you too.
Come on.
So, I mean, I would say at least, like, hey, have a conversation with him and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think about it? You know, and hopefully he would be the supportive husband and say like, oh, okay, yeah, you should try this. You should do that. This should be good. But I don't think that you should be making drastic physical changes without at least considering.
Uh-huh.
The good thing in the world that we live in, it's just hair. It will grow back. You can always add something, change it later. But no, I do think that men and women should consult each other when you're making.
Fantastic.
23
like
years.
There you go.
23 great years.
Job. Okay. All right. Tamisha.
You literally said word for word what I said.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. What say you?
I think I'm with Camille. I just like I want my husband not to be looking at me crazy.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Talk a little louder to me, Jill. A little louder.
No, I said I think I'm on Camille with this one.
Yep.
Because I am married to someone. And I don't want them to be looking at me like, oh okay, this is what we doing.
Yeah.
I want them to be looking at me Google eyes still.
Ah.
And so, hey,
come on.
I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, but at least I'm going to say, hey, I think I want to cut my hair because this is why I want to cut it. And he can voice his opinion, and if at the end of the day it's something that I feel really strongly about, I'm like, okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want to cut it, and you want to help me choose a nice haircut. But yeah, no, I think if I'm married to somebody, I could at least give them the courtesy of letting them know, hey, I'm going to do this.
All right, ladies.
All right, okay. Man.
Thank y'all. This was a
what did Candace say?
Okay.
You know, Candace is a little bit more feisty like you. So she started
what
with.
What did Candace say?
Yeah,
She said fair for her, but filed for her marriage.
Okay, so let me ask you this: is he her beautician? Her husband, is he her beautician?
No, he is her helpmeet.
but he doesn't help her do her hair though.
But D, the point though that Tamisha just made and Camille both eloquently made was that I gotta look at you and I'm your husband and my attraction is to you as my wife. So I should have a say. I would think that.
What you say, D?
Are we still on looks? After all these years, we're still on looks. 100%.
My wife's still fine.
Yeah, well, your marriage is in trouble already.
My marriage is, I'm talking about fantastic. Well, I'm talking about, I would say it couldn't be no better. But absolutely, I'm still attracted to my wife. Wow. And I still try to make myself as attractive as possible for my wife.
You should be attracted to her, though, but not just all physical. Like her hair.
No, we didn't say all, but it's a component. It's a component.
Oh, wow.
I didn't say it.
So that's the next podcast.
Come on. I would say.
This sounds like 1% solution. We need a solution. We need a solution.
All right, we out.
Yeah.
If y'all want to get in the house fire, then you're screwed.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, we talking about something that happened as a decision, like you about to go out and make a decision, you talking about a house fire, of course you're going to love your wife regardless. And he didn't say he was about to leave her or nothing. He just felt like,
he was
I should have been consulted on the decision.
He's selfish. He all about baby. So bring him on the podcast and have me as a guest, please. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Now that's going to, our rate's going to go through the roof.
For sure.
Hey, so again, that's why I thought it was a good question because I knew it would be people on both sides of the argument. It looks like where was our Patreon fan? Where did they end up standing?
Loving Didi. You know they was loving Didi. You know that. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no, it's I would just a word of advice for the ladies out there. Just go to your man and say, "Boo, this is what I feel like you know we should do." You know what I'm saying? So you don't end up in a situation where you got, you know, unnecessary. I just feel like, again, I'm not, permission is a little, that's not the word because it sounds crazy. Yeah.
You got to know your marriage.
That's for sure. That's the way to come down.
Because
there is no right or wrong answer.
I'm just saying, when I met Didi, she got short hair. I'm not into long hair.
Yeah.
That ain't my thing. I met Didi with short hair.
Yeah.
And she's gone somewhat long, somewhat short, sometimes braids. Like she said, that's not my thing. Like, Not that I don't think she's not attractive, but it's like, that's just not my thing.
And I wasn't going extreme.
You gotta know who your spouse is.
And I wasn't going extreme like on some like I said, divorce or, you know, anybody saying that. They might have a great marriage. I'm just saying like, it was just like a,
yeah.
Or it's like, are you, okay, so let's, okay, Didi brought up something else. Yeah. Let's have that discussion. She made it seem like looks shouldn't even matter no more.
Well, I don't know that she said that. She just saying,
she said we don't look.
If that's all you're basing it on.
That's what you're basing it on.
No, we're not.
I'm not saying that's what he's basing it on, but she just saying, no, and I'm saying maybe in this room,
yeah,
you may not have that problem in this room,
yeah,
but there are people who get in a relationship
just
for the looks.
100%.
And 5 years later, she said it. I'm fortunate to not just be talking about it. My girl did get a chronic illness. And I fell more in love with her. But I'm going to keep it 1,000. I know 3 other people who wives got MS and they all left their wives. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? And so to some extent, Didi is right in that when they were no longer who they married, they was out. Now, I'm not going to say the dudes was wrong for divorcing their girl. I don't know what you had to go through. Like, you didn't really mean for better or for worse. So Didi was just taking it to that extent, saying, hey, you better make sure it's inward and outward because something could happen. And if it's just the physical,
yeah,
some people, again, like I said, that ain't something in this room we got to worry about. Like, I don't think nobody in this room is just with our girl up for attraction. And you know my girl, too. Hey, Didi for the entertainment, bro. Like, Didi ain't trying to be on no podcast just to, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to speak her mind. But I do think whoever you're going to date, you need to know who that person is. And yeah, you need to know what works for your marriage and what don't. And some people don't. Like, you could look at C and go, well, C's doing whatever. That might not work for Maul, or that might not work for C. So you really do need to know who you
and date. It's very dangerous, too, because you don't want to get in that tit for tat, because now my man might be like, oh, so we not consulting each other on decisions.
And I'm saying, how far are you going to take it? Because you know what I'm saying? To your point, you go out and start doing some other stuff. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, I think it's just a hair. But to her point, when you said it, when she said...
She ain't say nothing. This
is
my man.
He said what she said in terms of, it's my personal...
Yeah, it's her personal choice.
And they have to decide for them what's personal and what's not. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody said money. Hey, if Didi spent $5,000 tomorrow, it's what you said. Bruh, Didi was with me when I ain't had nothing. So if you want to go take $5,000, I'm going to be real. In my marriage, you ain't got to tell me you taking $5,000.
Now, what if all y'all had was $5,000?
Because it's Didi, I would
say
know she
he's
would
saying
only take
$5,000. That's like somebody saying $5.
You're right. Can you give me $5? Nick said. That's what I'm like. He's just saying $5. But what if saying, that's all you got? That's your savings.
Yeah, I'm saying I feel the same way with maybe you, Maul. I know who Didi is and what she is going to do for our family. So I knew if she took the $5 and she ain't say nothing to me about it, like, I already know what she's about to do with the $5.
Okay.
So that's a whole nother issue that you even have when y'all got to talk about every single thing.
There you go.
It's like, bro, I already know what Didi on. I already know Didi ain't going to do nothing that's going to put us in jeopardy. We've been married 36 years and 4 years together before that. So 40 years altogether. I'm already knowing the deal on why she's making the moves she's making in the first place.
There was I sent y'all the meme the other day, but the lady was saying, like, in her marriage, her husband got the final say so.
Yeah.
And so would you say that you got the final say so?
In my marriage?
Yeah.
It depends on what you mean by that.
It depends on the circumstances. Yes.
No, I'm just saying, it depends. So if it's on the spiritual level or if it's on vision, yeah, I got it. But when it comes to details, Didi gonna have I look at it like the African wild dog. Like, the cool thing about the African wild dog, like, they don't have one leader. They lead based on who's strongest at whatever that is. So there's some things, it's like, yeah, Didi ain't... Didi
what if
know.
Y'all deadlocked 50-50?
Well, we wouldn't be deadlocked 50-50 because we won. So, like, we wouldn't even be on no... Like, we wouldn't even be
it's
on
It's a
that.
Hypothetical. You can't even get there?
I'm going to say this. It depends on what it is. If it's some financial stuff or something like that.
Well, I mean, I guess y'all probably were at one point because when you got ready to come to Michigan,
absolutely.
They always deadlocked, probably, I'm sure, you made the decision.
And I said, we come in here.
You know, so to your point,
but that's spiritual, That's spiritual.
Let
them
know.
That's vision.
The way we handle
it. We rolling to Michigan.
The way we handle ours, if we deadlocked 50-50,
I got to bring all the testosterone to the pot.
Incredible.
Who wants it more? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody going to want somebody not going to want
I feel like I'm on
the
view.
If it's more important to you, then I'm going to just go ahead and
that's
be like,
what I'm
you know
saying.
What? It ain't that serious.
Even though I don't understand
I'm about to go see what Oprah and Gayle got going on.
It's too broad of a conversation. It's too broad.
So you heard him
say I'm about to go see what Oprah and Gayle got going on. Ain't nobody trying to help me out right now.
I'm going to say this. Hey, for those of you who are listening, and
welcome
especially those
view.
Of you who are single.
We're going to discuss perimenopause next.
I know that's right. For those of you who are single, like, you really do need to really hear what we're saying.
Yeah.
Because a lot of you are single because you don't know how. I want to use this word properly, like compromise. I don't know if that's the best term to use. But even in business, y'all. Yeah. I promise y'all, we doing this conference. Y'all have no idea.
Yeah.
The way C and I would do this thing is going to be different. I promise you it is. Like, we're not going to sit here and go and have the exact same thoughts, have the exact same life. We not. But because we understand what we're trying to accomplish and we understand our strengths.
Yep.
And here go another thing. Man, we can get into this another time. But it's some of y'all, like, y'all worship. And I want to use the right word, Maul. So, Maul, maybe you have to help me out. Y'all worship peace in a very unhealthy way. There's some of the best decisions we made when the two of us have had to say, I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. And the other, I don't agree with that. And we had to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And my wife and I have to do that sometimes. And it's funny, like, we might be on a marriage call or whatever, and you could see people kind of, like, cringing. Because we, in the moment, like, going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it's like, y'all got to be careful. When you worship peace in the wrong way, it don't always mean you growing. It don't always mean you moving the needle.
You worship silence.
Okay, that's the word. Mm.
That's what you're trying to say.
And I didn't say it. I didn't know what
you should worship peace.
Yeah, I didn't know how to say it. Right.
But no, it's silence. Like, we just ain't saying nothing. Yeah. So we ain't trying to rock the boat. But it's not peace. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's good, see.
To your point, 1% Conference, Chicago, April 16, 17, 18. Make sure you're in the building. One of the things that, you know, I wanted to make sure is, again, in these situations where you have to work closely, right? And and the reason I wanted to bring this up was because, and Ian, I talked about it on the pod before, but just like, yo, like, you got to do life at a high level with the people you with, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, whether it's business, like, Carl and I have effectively for the last 20 years been working side by side and had to make that work. You know what I'm saying? And I promise, like, if you took two humans with the opposite personalities as me and Carl, like, but we, and so the way in which I move, he move, like, there's going to be friction there, but it's learning how to move. And what I said on the pod, y'all wasn't here, but what I said was, like, I hate when they say, like, you don't mix business and family. And so it's like, imagine more, like, I'm about to start a daycare, but Camille, I don't want you nowhere near, mama, everybody. Like, who are you supposed to
build with?
But there is an effective way to do it. Mm. And so the reason that when I saw my man's text, and if we can, you know, boil it, I know we did a lot of entertaining and, you know, it was funny, whatever, but what it boils down to is communication. Listen, there's some marriages, you already know, E don't care. D cut all her hair off, E like, hey, I'm rolling. He don't really care about that. But she does know that there are matters in which he cares very highly, and she would never.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And so it's about knowing who that person is. So what I was trying to illustrate was, advice is just what it is. But everybody has to come down to, hey, this is who this person is. This is their love language.
Yeah.
Bruh, like, there's a whole lot of stuff that dudes, like, I'm not even trying to be funny, dude. Like, Candace would be like, what do you feel like? I'm like, bruh, I'm just low maintenance.
Yeah, right.
I'm a low maintenance dude. Like, I don't need a whole lot. Like, I don't need no birthday presents. I don't need, like, I'll tell you what I need. Appreciation. My wife know. Even from my kids. There's only one thing. Bruh, my kids could be fighting, arguing, break a lamp, none of that bother me. Mm-hmm. If I see you ungrateful, it's over. You see what I'm saying? Like, because that's like my thing. So everybody in my family knows, hey, he not playing when it comes to that. Like, we are blessed beyond measure. And so I think I said this before, but even my love language back to God is appreciation. Yeah. So I literally try to never complain, because I literally hear God saying, like, your mom used to say back in the day, I could give you something to complain about.
Facts.
Like, straight up. Facts. If you want to complain, and it always reels me back in. Mm-hmm. And so the reason that most people lose in business when they try to do business with family and friends and things of that nature is because you're not sensitive and in tune enough mm-hmm. with what people are on. Mm-hmm. I've been with E 20 years. I know what he's on. Mm-hmm. It's not a day I wake up and be like, I wonder if E going, and I know how, and I know what he appreciates. And I know it's some things that he wants to do that I don't necessarily want to do sometimes, but I go, I know that's important to him. I know E has always been a more people-oriented person than me. I don't think that's a shock to anybody. But because of the nature of what we do, I go, I'm not going to do that. Somebody told me the other day, see, you be talking a whole lot about like this, but you don't say nothing about that. Bro, you don't think I got opinions on Trump, ICE, and everything else? Bro, I'm not here for me. This is his platform.
Absolutely.
I don't want anybody to ever get it twisted. I am here talking on this microphone to make sure that he goes to the next level. That's been my job since day one. He never came to me and said, next thing we about to tackle is political issues. He never said that. What he said was, yo, we are going to inspire the world and bring as many people as close to Christ as humanly possible. And here's how we're going to do it. I'm on assignment and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But what most of you would do is go, oh, I got a mic now and it's about me. And so what I told people is, you don't want to be a two-man, you want to be a one in waiting.
That's good.
Ooh.
You
say it again?
You don't want to be a two-man. You want to be a one in waiting.
In waiting, okay. Mm.
Right. So you just waiting on your shot to be...
You using that platform to...
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so
okay.
As soon as you get a chance, as soon as the iron is hot, you're going to strike.
Huh.
That's never been my thing. So the other day, somebody called, asked me to speak. What's the first thing I did?
Hit me up.
I called E and said, hey, bro, somebody want me to come speak. What you think? And E was like, and I was like, oh, bro, I don't move like that to go do my own gigs without your permission or checking in with you. So, again, do I need to get permission from E like he's my father or something like that? No, but I respect our boundaries to go, hey, here's when it is. They asking me to come speak. What do you think? Because what I'm not going to do is pop up with my haircut and be like, my bad, E, I can't
surprise,
make it to.
Surprise, right.
I'm not going to pop up and be like, oh, see, I need you to do this for me. And I go, oh, my bad, I got a speaking engagement.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Even though I could. And maybe somebody would look and be like, well, you earned the right to be able to go make money or do whatever you do. Why you need E permission? I don't need his permission. We on one accord, and that's how I make
blessings.
Sure our relationship is where it's supposed to be.
One accord. That's the blessing.
And so what this event in 1% is about, it's about learning how to move with the individuals in your life to ultimately go to that next level. I told y'all, I love E enough to become an absolute savage version of myself so that I can be that for him. So that I can be that for Carl and Marl. Like, I owe it to them to become the best version of myself so that when we get around each other, iron sharpen iron. And when I tell Marl I'm going to do something, I do it at the highest level. And when I tell E I do something, and so some of you, oh, I'm looking for a CJ. No, you're not. Because you would become an ET. And by I don't mean no speaker. I just mean you would become the best version of yourself. Marshall had made that picture that I got in the office that says, in order to attract a savage, you got to become a savage. Some of y'all trying to attract savages and you've yet to become. So don't nobody want to be around your butt because you're not bringing anything to the table. And I'm telling you, I run with dudes who can kill. And that's why I told Carl, when you start killing, bruh, like at a high, high level, we're all going to a whole nother level. So when you see Carl now cashing 6-figure checks, do you understand what that does to his confidence? Do you understand now I'm looking at Carl make decisions now? Even other businesses where I'm like, okay, now he's taking accountability and like, yo, I'll go kill on my own. So imagine if everybody's going and killing. So that's why the conference is 3 days. 1 day for men, 1 day for women. Build yourself up. And the third day is about us coming together and building each other up. But too many people are stuck. And you say, I want a CJ because you want a savage to come in and blow you up. That's not what happened. I didn't blow E up. I was able to expose the world to the savage that he already was. And some of you, when you say you're looking for somebody, you're looking for somebody to come in and save the day.
Yeah, say, do something for you.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you. That's all right. And I'm trying to tell y'all, like, that's the part y'all got to catch, right? And even, and I feel bad for y'all because y'all not in proximity. So, like, you don't catch the conversations before, you don't catch the conversations after, and you're not really around. But if, listen to me, if you really, really, like, paid attention to what, you know, what was said, and, you know, again, whoever my man is, you know, see, just using that for whatever. But you got to catch this part. You want something first before you become something. Like, that's why most people, like, that's why you not... Listen to me. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying. Please listen to what I'm saying. God is even mad at us because God wants more for us than what we want for ourselves. Mm. Like, yo, all the stuff you complaining about, I met this young lady who was like going off on God about not being able to find a job. I said, how old are you? She said, 36. Mm. I said, let me ask you a question. Between me and you.
Yeah.
Has God never given you a job? Like, no, you're sitting here talking about your rent due, you ain't, you know, whatever. Has God ever given you a job before? She was like, yeah. I was like, have you ever had multiple jobs? She was like, yeah, what does that mean? I said, then you lost them. You lost the job. Now you talking to God like he never blessed you with a job in the first place. You not married? Have you not had boyfriends before? Had you not had girlfriends before? So God has blessed you with relationships. You blew them.
Yeah.
Like you, like something happened in the relationship where the person thought they could live without you. Mm-hmm. Some kind of way you made a person feel like they're better without you. Some kind of way you made that job feel like they could live. That's like you saying, the Bulls saying they done with Michael Jordan. You can't be done with Michael Jordan. Yeah. That's like saying the Lakers saying they done with Kobe Bryant. You can't be done with Kobe Bryant. Yeah. It's not possible. If we get rid of Michael Jordan, who else is going to take the Bulls to championships? Like, it's not possible. And so for a lot of you, you don't have, not because God don't want you to have, you don't have because when he gave it to you, you didn't become.
This conversation will be continued on the next episode of the Secret to Success podcast.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.